WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sirach, and that's Lindsay Ward.
So it was tag team turmoil tonight on Monday Night Raw.
It was.
We saw tag teams that we haven't seen in forever on this show.
Some of them got new music, like the Lucha House Party.
Some of them got Daisy Dukes.
Some of them were Kevin Nash and Razor Ramon. But before we get to this, we need to talk about the opening segment that set up all the tag team turmoil. One, I liked the all the promos at the very beginning. Each team got like 30 seconds to say their piece.
Which was really nice, yeah.
That for one, added importance to the matchup that we're going to talk about here in a moment. Two, the opening segment is now the weekly opening segment with Randy Orton and Matt Riddle, where Riddle is given the task of trying to break Randy Orton.
He succeeded tonight.
He did. Randy stood there and took all the jokes and everything, right? And it was the last one that finally got him.
Well, I think it's long since been suspected that they teamed these two up, that Randy was struggling to keep a straight face, but this just confirmed it. You know, this was just, God, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You could just tell.
Yeah. And then, so, Riddle's out there talking about different tag teams, and it could be the Snake and the Stallion to get Randy a snake mask, and he gets a horse head. Or they could be Viking Raiders and drink some ales, and get some with the Munchies, and New Day getting their pancakes and all that stuff. And there was one point, for Ali and, Mansoor, we can get jackets, like fancy jackets. I know we can get yours with cutoff sleeves because, you know, you don't like sleeves. It was great. And then Lashley and MVP came out and basically interjected themselves into tag team turmoil. And also, Lashley wanted a piece of Randy Orton. And it's been 10 to 15 years since they had a match. And Randy would take up the challenge only if the title's on the line. And, well, the title's going to be on the line, Extreme Rules, between Randy Orton and Lashley. That should be a good match.
That'll be an interesting match for sure. Yeah, I'm not sure how good it'll be, but it'll definitely be very interesting.
The MVPs of Monday Night Raw tonight were Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, who came out as Kevin Nash and Scott Hall of the NWO Wolfpack era, kind of.
I do have to say that Kofi's gear overall did not disappoint. Like, I think we've all been waiting for Kofi's gear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it delivered. It completely delivered.
And we finally got it, and it was like, oh yes, this is what we all wanted and have waited for, and it was perfect.
New Day and the Viking Raiders started things off. New Day had a hell of a match with the Viking Raiders.
I would like that again, please. Can I get that without the tag team turmoil, please? Like, just in general, for shits and giggles, can we get New Day versus Viking Raiders? Because, yes.
That was really good.
That was really good.
New Day would beat Jinder and Veer.
It was solid.
It was what it was.
They make a good little team.
Speaking of a little team, it was the Lucha House Party and the New Day. It was a little bit quicker. New Day continued to move on. Then they ran up against Mace and T-Bar.
And Mace's booty shorts. Like, I don't know what to think about these, because I feel like Mace is desperately trying to get, like, smutty fanfiction written about him, because he was posting out on Twitter about his AO3 tag and how there was one story in the entire tag, and I'm not sure if he was happy or upset about it. I can't tell. And then he's coming out there in these little booty shorts, and it's like, okay, all right, honey, are you just, like, trying to get it? You know, get people to write about you, or what are you doing? I'm confused. It's not a bad look. Like, it's really not a bad look. It actually is working for him. But, like, it's just very confusing. I'm getting mixed signals off of this. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting mixed signals.
New Day would beat Mace and T-Bar, and before Mustafa and Mansoor could get there, Mace and T-Bar decide to attack the New Day. They would also attack Mansoor and Mustafa Ali, and they just beat them down, and laid everyone out. They pause tag team turmoil there to give the four men a chance to recover, and we would get back to it later in the show.
So, I really need to know, because Dragon Con was this past weekend, like, I really need to know if Xavier Woods has slept.
No.
Like, you know he hasn't. He was looking fresh tonight.
He probably slept last night.
But yeah, like, has Woods slept at all in the last?
I just thought about it. This was payback for him taking the weekend off to go to Dragon Con. It worked his ass.
Because it was his birthday, too.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Woods. You're going to wrestle for over an hour on Raw.
Congratulations. By the way, happy birthday to Xavier. I think his birthday was yesterday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Other things online, because tonight the show was all had, a lot of the stuff we saw had, you know, stips or, you know, mattered on the show. Drew McIntyre, Sheamus beat the hell out of each other with Sheamus getting the win.
I wouldn't mind having this again, simply because in 9 months I'm probably going to give birth to a child from this, because, yes, all the yes to these two wrestling each other. And yes, they beat the shit out of each other.
Sheamus is now the number one contender for the U.S. title.
Which I'm slightly disappointed about, not gonna lie, because I kind of wanted Drew versus Damian, but I understand why they're not gonna do face versus face.
Mm-hmm.
But Damian versus Sheamus, I think we can all agree, because we've seen it before, will be lovely.
It'll be really good. Damian talked about having Sheamus' number, and he will retain at Extreme Rules. Rhea and Nikki were preparing for their match, and they were talking to Sarah Shaw about how, you know, they don't have much in common, and Ripley said she wants to be champion and think they have that in common, and that Nikki agreed, and how they're starting to work through it, and then Rhea, Nikki is like looking at Rhea, we should do the thing, it's time to unleash. Super brutality.
I love it. And then she jumped on Rhea, and she's just hanging off of Rhea, and Rhea's like, I fuck my life, but also, I love this little idiot.
The look on her face was like, do I really have to say it? Do I really have to say it? Oh, alright. Also, she drew an R under her eye. That was different.
She's been doing that for a while.
First time I really noticed it.
I love this stupid little pairing so much. And by stupid, I mean that is a term of love and affection.
Endearment, yeah.
This just, I don't know why this works, but this works. It is the perfect odd couple, like, polar opposite pairing you can have. And Rhea just endures Nikki perfectly. Because she's like, I really do actually like her. Like, I think she's adorable, but at the same time, I want to punch her in the face. It's a conflicting thing for me.
It is. Rhea and Nikki would end up beating the women's tag team champions, Natalya and Tamina. So I guess they're a top contender, along with Shotzi and Tegan on SmackDown for contendership for the tag titles.
I would say this is all good things right here. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there's a lot to complain about in terms of contenders for the tag titles.
Let's get the belts off of Natalya and Tamina, so we can have Rhea and Nikki versus Shotzi and Knox.
I'm here for that.
John Morrison was on the earlier this evening, had a Moist TV segment with Karrion Kross. Morrison's trying to do a shtick, and Karrion's being Karrion, and he's going to eliminate Morrison out of existence. He said, Morrison was like, I've been in the game for 2 decades, and he's 3 decades ahead of Kross. He's been in the ring with The Undertaker, Kane, and the cool members of DX, and told Kross to stop trying to be scary. And Cross like, you will fall and pray. And that's basically what happened. Karrion destroyed John Morrison. The hope spot for Morrison was spraying him in the face with water.
And Karrion had a mat because he got sprayed in the face with water.
Charlotte defended the women's championship against Nia Jax before the match. Shannon was like, you know, I don't think we'll see if my partner has what it takes to beat you twice in a row, but or maybe we'll see her choke. We'll see.
I like how they felt like they had to redeem this match. Like, it was so ugly last week, right? Then everybody on the internet called it out. Like, everybody and their brother called it out. And so they felt the need to, like, redeem these two as wrestlers to do this match again. I'm not sure why, but honestly, Shayna on the outside talking shit the whole time.
Helped.
And then Shayna low-key screwing Nia, or trying to screw Nia, to get to Charlotte because she's right there. I'm here for that. Honestly, give me Shayna versus Charlotte. Let me see them beat the absolute living shit out of each other.
We may see it here soon, but what's coming up next will be probably the next challenger. That's Alexa Bliss. She appeared on the screen. Told her, come on over down to the playground. And Flair's like, that's cute, but she doesn't do cute and won't come to the playground. And then Bliss is like, okay, you know, if Flair has any idea what she's like to be cooped up with a maniac out of control lunatic, you know, Lily. And then, wait, of course you do. You're a Flair. And Bliss said, if you don't come to me, I'll come to you. She would appear magically in the ring. Charlotte's like, what do you want? Bliss points at the belt. The fans go, yes. Yes. Yes, because WWE can do that. Flair said, it's fine, but it's not her playground. It's my playground. Fans are digging ready for Alexa and Charlotte. I'm ready for it too.
They've held Alexa off for long enough, and they've kind of had her in a quasi-holding pattern for quite a while now. Point her at Charlotte. The character is one of the most over characters they have. Whether you like it or not, people are into it. People are digging it. The dolls, the shirts, everything's selling. So everything is pointing to Alexa getting a title shot and possibly winning it, because it's been a long time since Alexa has had that title.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So Charlotte would be a good transitional champion from taking it off of Nikki to Alexa winning it, because then that sets up stuff between Alexa and Nikki later on down the line, depending on how long Alexa holds it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Alexa and Nikki have that past. Now it will be interesting to see how they set all that up, considering that someone, the main crux of the last feud between Nikki and Alexa, is gone. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it will just be the darkness, TM.
I'm just going to move on. Reggie defended the 24/7 title against Akira Tozawa. Then we had a whole bunch of superstars, including Cedric Alexander, Humberto Carrillo, Jeff Hardy, Shelton Benjamin, Drew Gulak, and Jackson Ryker trying to get involved. And then a man appeared on the stage in a suit and glared at Reggie. That man is Drake Maverick. He's back on Raw. And Truth is like, go home to your wife. It's cool that Drake's back.
I think they've done with Drake all about they can do with him in NXT. And by that, it's just rehire him after he got fired. They haven't done a lot else with him. They've tried, but they just can't get anything going. Excuse me. And I think the idea is get people out of NXT and move them around and get them up onto the main roster. And basically, they're going to do a clearing out of NXT so they can rebrand it. And Drake doesn't need to be down there. I'm here for serious suit-wearing Drake Maverick, 100%. Give him to me. Give him all the things. Give him a chance, because he can do more than comedy. And he's exceptionally talented. So, you know, let's go. Mm. Let's do this.
Doudrop challenge Eva Marie to a rematch next week.
I like Doudrop's Twitter game. Like, she has a really good Twitter game.
And tag team turmoil continued with Kofi and Woods taking on Ali and Mansoor. They beat them. Then they ran up against AJ and Omos, which was really good, but they would lose to AJ and Omos. And then you had MVP and Lashley come out and get the final match. Then you got the big stare down between Omos and Lashley, the big power moment. The crowd was pumped for it. The crowd was into it.
They're They're testing something. They're teasing something between Omos and Lashley. Omos, I mean, what they're missing is basically that big monster character that can challenge Bobby Lashley, because they don't have that person. They got rid of Braun Strowman. They don't have Big Show as a default anymore. So
here we are.
You know, here we are. Omos could be that person to challenge Bobby Lashley and, you know, actually potentially overpower him. Hey, Louisville scored a touchdown. Woo!
And the dog's super excited.
The dog is so excited. The game is so boring that they are literally cutting to a dog reaction. Aw, it's only, they're only losing by 20. Woo! Anyway.
Lashley and MVP would win this match. Almost would then attack Lashley. And then Lashley would get back up to his feet and then eat an RKO to end Raw. Anyway, back to Omos.
Yeah, they're doing something with Omos. They're very slowly building him. Having him with AJ has been really good, and that's going to continue. But at some point, they're going to point Omos at Lashley. Because Omos is over. I think a lot of people really, really dig him. They're really into him. He's proven to be a really, really great star for them. Up-and-coming star. So yeah, at some point, they're going to point Omos at Ashley. At Lashley. Probably after, I would say, Goldberg. Maybe a little bit later than that. Like, Omos could win the Rumble. You don't know.
You don't know. You got time on Omos. There's no need to rush it.
But at some point, depending on how long Lashley has the title, yeah, that's going to happen.
So that was Monday Night Raw. I understand Twitter's like, oh my god, this is going to be a boring show. This is going to suck because, oh my god, surprises. This was a really good Raw. This had focus. Everything had a purpose. This was a really good show.
You know what? Twitter just needs to calm down and wipe itself off, okay? It was really sticky this morning. So, you know, everybody just calm down. But yeah, this was a good show. This was actually really entertaining. I really liked it. The 3 hours moved, which is what you want.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you want, y'all won't give me, you know, more Drew McIntyre Sheamus, in which Drew McIntyre almost moons the entire world. I'm down for that. I'm here for that.
But I'll do it for the Raw Push Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, I'm thinking about being live tomorrow night at like 11:30. Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. If not, you'll get it in a podcast form on Wednesday. But maybe for some chatty box interaction, maybe we'll be live tomorrow night, 11:30, talking all out on CB Radio Not So Live. Keep thinking about it. You'll see. And what I tweeted had nothing to do with that. Right? It's something else. Anyway, Thursday night we'll be live for the rec at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday night right here on WildTalkRadio.com. 10 p.m. Eastern.
Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. There will be content around Fortnite, probably on Sunday, from either me or Lindsay. Probably around 4 p.m. Eastern.
What are we doing?
I figured you're streaming the event, maybe.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on if there's DMCA music or not, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said. So we may have Fortnite content on Sunday afternoon, maybe. Also watching football, so it's a weird timing. We'll see. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio. If you have Amazon Prime, links to Twitch, it's called Prime. Give me a smart shot by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. I mean, Lupo and Tim aren't here, so use your subs here. You can also use credit code Rock and Sock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic GameStop store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
And Lindsay will probably be live Monday morning.
It depends on whenever they do the launch of the new Fortnite season, if they do it Monday or Tuesday. But yes, whenever they launch the season, I will do my typical pre-work stream where I go on and I show you all the new stuff from the new season. So check it out. Twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward.
There you go. Speaking of Lynn's Ward, you're on all the socials.
Yes, you follow me on all the social medias at Lynn's Ward.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Woods just tweets, almost. I don't like almost. Well, play it.
Xavier, go to bed. You need to sleep.
See you Thursday night for Rock. Right back here. Long day for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Live at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.